ever felt stuck, wondering why you're not living the life you envisaged? Well, I've got something exciting for you, a free quiz to identify what's holding you back in life. With this quiz, you'll identify your roadblocks and get personalized tips to move forward. Are you ready? Take the quiz, head over to theleaptolead.com/quiz. Now let's dive into the episode. Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host, a transition and leadership coach. I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. Midlife, a time which society used to mark by a crisis, a moment in time where you question everything you thought you knew about yourself, where in response to this crisis, you go and do something that seems completely out of character. Right now, are you picturing a middle-aged white man buying himself a sports car, which is completely impractical given his family life, but he doesn't care? Maybe I've watched too many cheesy movies. But midlife, let's talk about it, because in doing so, I want us to be real. As we are living longer, midlife these days is any time between 35 and 75. It is quite simply the middle period of our lives. It is common, however, that during this period of midlife, we experience some level of change or an internal shift of some sort. Not all midlife shifts are equal. For some people, midlife is a period where there's a deep questioning of self, a checking in on what we've achieved so far, and do we feel it's enough? You might feel a sense of regret or loss for things that you haven't done but thought you would have by now. Or maybe what you thought you wanted isn't important to you anymore. For others, midlife can be a truly positive experience where you're clear about what you've already achieved and you know what's important to you. You know clearly what you want from life. You also know exactly what steps you're going to take to have that. In reality, I don't think this is the norm. I'm finding it really common that women in midlife struggle a little, sometimes a lot. What happens is women in midlife start to feel invisible. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We're inherently busy showing up for everyone, for our partner, our children, and in many cases, our aging parents. We feel sandwiched between everything that is needed from us. And don't get me wrong, being able to support our family and our aging parents, it's a privilege. But we're spinning so many plates, we lose sight of who we are. We start to feel invisible. We don't know who we are if we're not being mum, wife, or daughter. We often feel overlooked and sometimes undervalued. Think about your circumstances. Are you busy spinning the plates of life? Are you sandwiched between the needs of your kids and your parents? I've had this discussion a lot lately. And what we all agree on is no one told us how challenging this period of life was going to be. We're feeling pulled in all directions. If, like many women, you feel invisible, then I encourage you to recenter yourself by focusing on your gift. Your gift is what makes you unique. Your gift is what makes you special. Yes, you are special. You are unique. You've just got a little lost. What is your gift? If you're not sure, then ask yourself this question while you've got your journal or a piece of paper. Write down what feels obvious, even if what you write down doesn't feel like a gift. Then ask the same question again and again and repeat this 5 times. Each time, writing down a different answer. It'll help you gain clarity on what your gift is. It is really important to be clear on your gift. clarity really is the key to navigating midlife and not feeling undervalued or invisible. Once you know what your gift is, you need to ask yourself, how do I want to use this gift to serve? Again, spend some time with your journal or a piece of paper. Give yourself time and space to find that clarity. Knowing your gift and how you want to use it, you'll be able to decide what path you want to take next. You will know your next right step, and you'll be able to take it with strength and courage. That's what having clarity will do for you. Midlife can be a tricky time, especially if you're feeling invisible. Having clarity on your gift and knowing how you want to use your gift will support you to build your confidence. With confidence, your visibility will increase, as will your ability to thrive in midlife.